Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone, we've got Rob Watson, who's our podcaster.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks, David. How are you both?
I'm very well. Well, Rob, let's just start off, and we've got to thank you because you do a fantastic job of our podcast every week. You started off doing it with somebody else, and all of a sudden it's you're doing the whole lot of it now. And we seem to be doing more interviews now than we were before the virus hit us because there's a lot of people we need to speak to who are trying to survive within the arts at this strange time. So thank you.
My pleasure, David. And yes, you are doing a lot more interviews. So, yeah, it's good.
Here you are. You're like. Give us a bit of a background on who you are, because you and your partner Brian. Hello, Brian, if you're listening. You're fairly new back from living in England about 3 or 4 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, David. So we left Australia in Sydney actually in 2001 and came back to Melbourne in 2016. But I'm originally a Melbourne boy, but left Melbourne in 89 and went up to Sydney. So have moved around a wee bit over the years, yeah?
Oh, okay, and there you actually just said a wee bit over the years. So you've actually got a little bit of New Zealander from your partner, Brian. Which is a bit funny that you said that.
Thanks, David, for picking that up. Yes, I suppose after so many years, you do pick up some of their twang. As it happens. Yeah. But thanks, David.
Now, you and Brian are big art collectors. Your house is virtually like walking into a gallery. Where did the interest come from for buying art and and following particular artists?
We've always liked sort of contemporary, modern, abstract art, not into the, more traditional. And we've always followed young, when we first started, young and upcoming Australian artists, and to try and help them and promote them as much as possible, both financially and, showing their work. So, yeah, so it's been a bit of a passion since about 1998.
Okay. So just tell our listeners some of the artists that you're following, because a couple of them are fairly big-named artists.
Well, two of my favourite, as you know, one is Brent Harris and the other one is Andrew Brown. And we have, a few of their works, and we've been following them now for 25, 30 years, and watch them grow and develop their repertoire. So yes, no, it's been really good.
Really good. Now here we go. It's your moment in the spotlight. to you've chosen the classic album of the week. What have you chosen?
Yes. David, I've chosen Behind the Sun, which is a Chicane album, which came out in probably around March 2000. And the reason I really like it was because at the time it was turn of the century. I was living in Sydney. Obviously, I was doing all the things that you do, dance parties, all that sort of stuff. And, it was just one of those amazing albums which had a bit of trance, bit of electronica, all that sort of thing. The lovely thing about Chicane is they've just done a remix 20 years afterwards, and that was released this month, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And Behind the Sun's the 2020 remix. What Chicane have done is taken what they had back in 2000, which was very much about collaboration, the album, and they've just remixed it and made it relevant to today. And the remixing, they've used other collaborators in 2020 to, I suppose, modernise the tracks and, and just give them a new lease of life. So, yeah, it's really good.
And so tell us, what are some of your favourite tracks off the album, which we'll be playing today?
There's four key ones I really like, David. One is off the 2020 is Salt Water, and most people, once they hear it, will know it for sure. And what Chicane's done now is they've got what they're calling a slow tide remix, but it's still got the elements of the original Salt Water that came out in 1999. The other one is Don't Give Up, and Chicane have done a special lockdown remix of that old classic, so that's really good. Overlap, which is been remixed again, and then No Ordinary Morning, which is what they're calling is on the 2020 album, is Thrill Seekers remix.
Right. So the Don't Give Up track, there's vocals on that one, isn't there?
Yes, there is, David. Yes.
Who's doing the vocals?
Bryan Adams. And what we did back in 2000 was, as you know, Bryan Adams was a pretty hard-nosed rock and roll artist, and he's just blended it back so it's much, much softer, and it loses some of that hard edge that Bryan Adams has. The remix does the same thing again and just really repositions it for today. Bryan Adams on that one.
Okay, fantastic. And so it was, because you wouldn't have heard Chicane's music really at dance parties so much. It would have been more the chill out, the chill down at the end of the night or something like that, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. Look, it's more chill out music, but it's sort of that era and has that trance and house sort of ambient music of the era.
Yep. And how do you remember when you first heard it? Anything from Chicane?
I've always followed Chicane. So their first album was Far From the Maddening Crowd, which came out in 1997.
And that was a pretty big album. It charted and everything, didn't it, that album?
Yeah. So, yes. So they've done, this is their eighth album that they've done. But, yeah, it was a pretty amazing inaugural album, Far From the Maddening Crowd.
And also it was around the time where a lot of other, chill-outy albums, Café Del Mar's, for instance, they were the really big albums, and this fell in beautifully with all that sound, didn't it?
Yes, it did, David. I mean, and it was just sort of that era where lounge music was really starting to become of its own. It's just one form, I suppose, of the chill out and lounge music, and what they've done on this particular album is just, as I've said, is just
remixed it.
Remixed it and reinvented it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Rob, it's your 2 hours where we'll be playing Chicane music. And thank you for, because you actually said to me, I want to do an album of the week, because obviously you're editing everyone else's interviews, and I immediately said, when can you do it? So, and here we are, we've done it now. So, you're a legend. You've got a recording. Send it out to all your friends once you edit it in the next couple of days. So, Rob, thank you so much for what you do on our show. And thank you for choosing Chicane as the classic album of the week.
No problems, David, and I'm going to look forward to podcasting the podcasters.
Oh, no, we're actually going to wipe it so it won't be there when you go.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks so much, Ross. And we're going to start off with Salt Water. So here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.